From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Governor Asa Hutchinson formed the Arkansas School Safety Commission to research how to protect the state's students from violence after the shooting deaths of 17 students and adults at a high school in Florida early this year. The commission meets again today ahead of a July 1st deadline to submit preliminary recommendations. Their work also comes at a time when some startling statistics have been released showing just how vulnerable students in Arkansas really are, leaving the commission with a monumental task. KUAR's Karen Trico-Stewart has this overview of what's been debated by the group so far.
The Arkansas School Safety Commission was formed back in March. The chair of the 18-member group is Cheryl May. She's the director of the Criminal Justice Institute in Little Rock, which is part of the University of Arkansas system. May says the governor asked the commission to evaluate the prevalence of school violence in Arkansas and come up with best practices for moving forward. She says the state has a history of school violence.
With the incident in Westside, and then, of course, Stamps, you know, it hits a little bit closer to home.
May is referring to the 1998 shooting at Westside Middle School in Jonesboro that killed five people and left 10 wounded, and the 1997 shooting at Stamps High School that left two students injured. The commission has been meeting at a time when several reports have provided data and perspective on just how many Arkansas students are living rough lives. A recent survey by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows high schoolers in Arkansas have been forced to have sex, have seriously considered attempting suicide, and have been bullied at school more than in any other state in the nation. Lori Poston is a licensed clinical social worker for a community mental health center in Jonesboro. She also serves on the commission.
My goal from the mental health side is to never need law enforcement. I want us to identify children who are struggling, intervene early, prevent what we can, get them connected to the right resources that can help them.
Like mental health support and anti-bullying campaigns. Poston says she thinks the issue of school violence is not necessarily about socioeconomic status. She says it's about a culture of violence and high child abuse rates. A recent survey by the nonprofit research organization Child Trends also painted a bleak picture and put Arkansas at the top of another troubling list. It found that kids in the state have the highest percentage of adverse childhood experiences, like physical and sexual abuse and exposure to violence and drug abuse.
They see a lot of violence. They experience a lot of violence. Maybe they're not taught that violence isn't the answer to everything, but culturally, I think that's a lot of what our kids see in this state.
Poston says unless that changes, bullying and school violence won't improve. Another issue the commission has taken up is how to build and retrofit schools to make them safer. Things like securing entryways, limiting the use of large glass panels, and having classroom doors that lock from the inside without having to use a key. David Hopkins is superintendent of the Clarksville School District and a commission member. He says the struggle is that when it comes to building schools, what is best for education often does not line up with what is best for security.
Kids like natural light. We've got studies that show that benefits the learner. But yet, in the event of an active shooter, they're looking in rooms and you're trying to get people out of line of sight. But yet, if they're able to clearly see into a room for security reasons, that is a bad design.
For 5 years, the Clarksville School District has had armed school employees. Hopkins says his district implemented a policy after the Sandy Hook school shooting in 2012.
What we did at Clarksville is we went about trying to find a way to provide armed protection saturated throughout the building and have it there in the event that a person comes in to try to harm our people with a weapon.
The district keeps employees' guns in safes throughout the building. Hopkins says he thinks every school in the state needs armed security of some type, whether it's a school resource officer, that's an armed law enforcement officer assigned to a school, or armed staff. Arming staff is an issue that has sparked great concern from several parents, like Sarah Quintanar, a mother of two boys in the Little Rock School District and an associate professor at UA Little Rock. She believes the presence of more guns won't make schools safer, but that it does make students and staff more vulnerable. Her kids attend Gibbs Magnet Elementary, where she says they have an armed school resource officer who is a good role model for the children. And she says while she ultimately favors no guns in school, a law enforcement officer with a gun presents a much lower risk.
They're not having to find a place to store it in a classroom where kids are also, right? So there are other research papers that have found that kids are aware of where their parents store their guns. They're aware of where the ammo is stored. They can access it if they want to. I find it hard to believe that over time that wouldn't also happen in a classroom.
Chair of the commission, Cheryl May, says it's not up to the commission to take a position on whether school employees in Arkansas should be armed. That's already allowed by law, she notes, and it's already happening.
So it's not like we're saying this is okay to do.
May says it's up to every community to decide if they want to go down that road, and the commission sees its job as making recommendations for standards and best practices if they do.
The one model that we think that is the best practice for that, should they choose to do this, is the Clarksville School District.
May says Clarksville requires armed staff to do psychological exams and be drug tested. They're also required to undergo training with law enforcement.
Right now, there's no requirement for a policy. The commission felt like having a policy like Clarksville does, which identifies the roles and responsibilities and how those guns should be handled, are critically important.
I have mixed emotions about it. I really do.
Richard Davies is on the board of the Arkansas Safe Schools Association, a statewide nonprofit that works to help schools maintain a safe learning environment. He retired from full-time law enforcement with the Pine Bluff Police Department and is a certified law enforcement instructor who teaches at the Criminal Justice Institute. He says arming teachers and other staff comes with potential for confusion and crossfire because of how law enforcement is trained to respond to an active shooter, to take down threats as quickly as possible. He says he's trying to put himself in the shoes of a law enforcement officer trying to respond to an active shooter situation.
Poor guy on the street in a little county comes blowing up there in his car, bails out, runs in to go after a shooter, and what's he see? Somebody in the hallway with a gun. That person swings around and sees somebody with a gun. There could be a shootout between the two good guys.
Yet while there's been hesitation about arming school staff, Davies and many members of the School Safety Commission have emphasized the importance of having armed school resource officers. They say SROs are not just law enforcement officers in a school. They're part of an overall prevention strategy that involves having someone develop relationships with the children and serve as a mentor and counselor. Deputy Superintendent for the Little Rock School District, Marvin Burton, who serves on the commission, calls them
invaluable to the overall culture of the school. Beyond just the safety, they are part of the whole school learning environment. They actually involved in classes and things of that nature, so they're beyond just the typical, if you would say, police officer. They're part of the actual culture.
After the commission presents its preliminary report to the governor by July 1st, a final report will be issued in November. For KUAR News, I'm Karen Trico-Stewart.